is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Blessing your Canaan. I want to talk about some of what God told Israel as they entered in or crossed over as it pertained to Canaan. Now, something had to come upon this people that was beyond themselves. We'll get into this later, but God said, I'm going to take you into a land where there are seven nations that are mightier than you, but I'm going to have you to possess their land. See, that had to do with mega grace. I prophesy to you that in the year coming, as was said, those that are aligning themselves with the Holy Spirit in a proper manner. I don't mean that you're perfect because you're not, but you're aligning yourself. You know, I tell people all the time, if there's a target out there, I'd much rather miss it shooting than just holding on to the bow and arrow. You know, your effort is God's instrument. See, he know you're not going to hit the target all the time, but at least you're putting forth the effort. At least you're leaning towards him, and God honors that rather than doing nothing. Amen? So it's important. But we're going to talk about that. So we're looking at possessing your Canaan. Amen. If you go with me to the book of Philippians chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2, and we'll start at verse 13. Now, before I read these verses, before Canaan, God has to do a work in you in your wilderness. Amen. Amen. It's funny how there's a prevailing mindset in the world. People want many times something for nothing. Amen. And there are times where you do get things free. But really, nothing's free. Somebody paid for something somewhere. Somebody sacrificed somewhere, so it's not really free. It might have come into your hands freely. But there has to be the completion of a work in your heart, in your wilderness, okay? Don't be afraid of the wilderness. Don't be afraid of that word. Don't be afraid of any of that, because the same God that was in Egypt, the same God that's in Canaan, is the same God that's in the wilderness. Amen. What has to change is you and I. God's not going to change. We know this, but he changes us. He transforms us. So your wilderness has to have an effect on you. What's sad is the wilderness oftentimes has a negative effect on God's children. People go into trials, and they get worse in the trial, and they come out worse than they went in. I mean, that's not our portion. Amen. We go through trials. We don't stay in them. When we go through something, it's to improve us. It's to enlighten us. It's to strengthen us, not to destroy us. So one of the things that we must be mindful of concerning a wilderness is that God, with Israel, wanted to wean them off of dependence on Egypt, so that they would begin to rely upon God alone. That's scary to some people, because if the truth were told, most people that love God depend upon their job. Don't shout me down. I said most people that they love God, but they've not been weaned from dependence upon the system. Now, that doesn't mean you go out and quit your job. You'll starve. You won't be able to provide. You'll be worse than an infidel. I don't mean that. I'm talking about a heart condition. Because, before God makes millionaires, he makes millionaires. They be broke, busted, and disgusted, but inside they become a millionaire. Where does it happen? In the wilderness. So you see, it's important how And what happens and how we respond, what attitudes we form, who we become ever before we get to Canaan. So look at someone and tell them, God dealing with you every day. In the little things, God is dealing. He's watching you, not to judge you, but watching you to see if his divine initiatives can meet some human preparedness. Because at the end of the day, the bottom line are choices that you make. How many know there are ample times in the day that you are presented opportunities to become angry? Some of y'all mad now. Somebody gave you a chance and you took it. Huh? Ample times to get disgusted. That's why God spoke to me one day and said, don't just give me thanks in all things. Give me thanks for all things. I need your heart pure. I need your spirit buoyant. So the first thing is God has to wean. You know, a child is weaned from the breast and put on a Similac or whatever, or given some solid food. But we have to be weaned from dependence upon Egypt or a system to reliance upon God. See, credit card thing messed us up in the early 90s, late 80s, mid 80s when it first came out. The plastic, you know, it's given all kind of high college, you know, as soon as you got 18, they was offering you. You know, you mean I can swipe this? I don't need no money, and I ain't gonna get the bill till the end of the month. And then when you done spent $500 and all you owe is $10 on it. We was in heaven until we realized the interest. And that they weren't obligated to tell you was gonna be paying for it the rest of your life like they are now. So you see, it don't matter if you don't pay that out every month. That interest accrues, and they lock you up. And they're taking money and putting it into a system that could be going into God's kingdom. Amen. I mean, God has an economy. Amen. But see, the reason why God raised up a Moses was to deliver his people from a system and to establish another system, another kingdom. And so there was much to be done. But the first thing coming out of Egypt, they went into the wilderness. And they were weaned from dependence upon Egypt to reliance upon God. The problem with Israel, and I'm not being critical here, but I want people to just really check themselves, is the same problem that many people today have. Israel, when they came out, they begin to whine. Somebody say whine. You know whine. They begin to whine for the familiar. They begin to complain about changes. They were uncomfortable. I found something out about service, serving. If you are a true servant of God, there are times, most times, serving is not going to be comfortable. But see, we live in a society where everything is about comfort. But true servants, there's a parable in the Gospels that says when a master comes into his house and a servant has been out, you know, tending to the harvest and all that, when he comes into the house, the master don't tell him to sit down and eat. No, the master tells him, go wash and prepare my food. So it's never really comfortable or convenient for the true servant. And see, that's what God wants in his house. He wants servants, soldiers, and sons. Amen? But Israel, when God wanted to place the anointing upon them, that first generation, they whined for the familiar. You know, it's like somebody just getting married. You know, they may be coming from a wealthy family and, you know, marrying into someone that you know, a little above minimum wage. And they may be used to diamonds and, you know, and now they got artificial gold. You know, the neck is green. Finger to turn green, you know. And they go to wine. And, you know, when I was at home, I used to have the best. But see, that's their test. Y'all got to understand this, see, because folk that don't understand studying for tests, it's not very likely you're going to pass it. But God will use those things to get at what's already in you and to prepare you for what he has for you. They whined for the familiar. In Philippians 2, verse 13, here's what we must understand. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Verse 14 says, do all things. Somebody say all things.
All things.
Come on, say it loud like you mean it. All things.
All things.
So do all things without murmurings and disputings. He goes on to say that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom you shine as lights in the world. Now, Canaan, when we get into expounding on Canaan, you're going to love it as to what God has prepared for you, because that land is not like Egypt. There's going to be a lot that God brings into your life and that he provides for you that you didn't work for. You worked at seeking first the kingdom. God had other folk working for you. Hello, God had other folk working their fingers to the nub, amen, forsaking a bunch of stuff, and giving their whole life to it, waiting for the time when you come out. Are you hearing? To bless you, to provide for you, amen, stuff you didn't work for, but you spent your time serving him, seeking him. So the way to wealth, had Israel only understood this, the first generation, the way to wealth is to stand through your weaning process. The way to wealth. You know, there are going to be times where things get tight, where you're receiving manna or just enough. When you used to the diamonds. Now you got the fake gold. Look at somebody tell me, it's just for a season. But it's because God is trying to wean you. I say he's trying to wean you from something, because your dependence is on the wrong thing. Amen. He wants you to be reliant upon him. Amen. So God's going to take you from just surviving to thriving. Okay, let's set that in place right now. That's our destiny. Tell somebody, that's where I'm going. That is where I will end up. In a place of thriving, a place of more than enough. But right now, I gotta let God deal with me where I'm at. And he's still weaning you from some things. And one of the indications that you've not been weaned is that you murmur.
Thank you for joining us as we begin a new series, Mega Grace, Possessing Your Canaan. Your wilderness is not an indication that God is mad at you. He is preparing you for your destiny. Do not be afraid. Develop a hunger for what he has provided in this time. Stop complaining about changes. Don't whine for the familiar. Allow God to transform you. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.